Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as I like to do, simply because as an aggregator, they are very prolific, and they constantly adding stuff to it. Let's look in the, looking at the dates. Oh, there is one from yesterday. Anyway, joining me now from the Truth About Guns is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. I had a shooting moment of realization yesterday that really bothered me, and then I said, okay, let's move on. We already know what we got to do here. Let's just go. And so I did. And I'm not pleased, but, you know, do I need to fill in those holes?
Yeah, I'm not clear what you're talking about there, but
so ever since I had the heart attack, it seems like I don't know what happened, but ever since I had the heart attack, I've lost my ability apparently to shoot a Glock. Nothing else. Nothing else.
Just a Glock. Huh?
Just a Glock. I don't know what happened. I used to shoot Glocks all the time prior to the heart attack. I don't know. It's not as bad as it was after I had the heart attack. It was horrible. I mean, I'd be aiming at center mass, and I'd hit the left pole on the support of the stand holding up the target.
Yikes.
I mean, it was bad. There's something disconnected. I don't know what it was. We did work through that, but I decided to give up Glocks, and I went to SIG, and then SIG had the, don't hit it in the back with a hammer. It might accidentally go off, like, you know, you hit your gun accidentally in the back with a hammer all the time. Or don't drop it right there, or it'll go off. So they fixed mine, and when they came back, they were janky to me. So I moved on from there. But yesterday, I had a Gen 5 Glock 45 with a Holosun optic, an attack overwatch trigger, and a Lone Wolf barrel. I mean, this was a pretty nice pistol, and I figured I could zero my way in off of this, you know, I could shoot a baseball out of a, I could shoot just to make it look like a shotgun at close range, just that good of a group.
Yeah.
But it was always 4 inches left.
Really?
Even with an optic. Then my buddy gets a hold of it, and he just starts hitting it. So it was zeroed. It just wasn't working for me.
And then it's shooting just fine.
It was shooting just fine. Then he hands me his SIG P320 X carry. And I aim it at the head because that's the only thing we haven't blown apart yet, trying to zero this doggone thing. And I just tear it up. I mean, I've just centered of the head. Steel sights and everything. Just blam, blam, blam. 17 shots. Put another magazine in. Blam, blam, blam. 17 more shots.
I think SIG's the way to go.
I got rid of all the Glocks today.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's something about that Glock that just doesn't agree with you.
It's the grip angle. My hands are sort of, I need more to a 1911 grip angle. And then that way my finger can go straight into the trigger, straight parallel line with the floor or whatever, you know, whatever you're standing on. And if I, with a Glock, it's going down. and my trigger finger, the tip of my finger is going high right, low left.
Yeah.
And I'm pushing it. And as I other than having, you know, maybe another, I don't know, a finger lift or whatever it is, I don't know. I got arthritis in my hands. I don't know what happened. Whatever it is, I'm now moving back into the SIGs and the CZs. That'll be my salad.
I'm sure they'll be happy to have you back.
Well, I'm happy to be back, but anyway. Let's talk about what's happening at the Truth About Guns. Let's do this first one. Wait, I need to call this young lady's office. So Pelosi, who is nearly as weak now this time around as Biden is, she's back down in newly elected Representative Lauren Boebert. She gets to carry a gun in the Capitol. And I suppose that means that opens the dam, right? I mean, everybody can now carry a gun in the Capitol.
Well, I think they all could. They always could. The difference is Ms. Boebert, now Representative Boebert, ran on the fact that she's an open carrier. She, you know, her restaurant in Rifle, Colorado, was famous for their waitresses carrying openly in the restaurant. She ran on gun rights, and she said she intended to carry in Congress. Now, members have always been able to carry in Congress. They just didn't talk about it much. So I'm sure there were plenty of them who did it. And I think that's exactly why Pelosi backed down and wouldn't change House rules, because I think there are plenty of people on both sides of the aisle there who didn't want to lose the ability to legally carry inside the Capitol.
That's the kind of politician we need, don't we? We need more Lauren Boeberts.
Yeah, I think so. The interesting thing is just this afternoon, about a half hour ago, I think, the police chief in the District of Columbia said he wants to have a conversation with Ms. Boebert because she said she intends to carry her gun with her as she walks to work every day. And, of course, she's from Colorado. She doesn't have a carry permit in the District of Columbia. They don't give many of those out. And he wants to make sure that she's familiar with the laws there, and I would just absolutely love to see him try to arrest her as she carries her gun to work someday.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? I mean, they've already been out there. That would just open that up again. I still remember when they were trying to fight that, and all of a sudden they got down to where it was going to go to the Supreme Court, and everybody must have called them from all over the country saying, "Don't you dare appeal."
Yeah, I don't think that D.C. has reciprocity with any other state in terms of concealed carry.
Yeah.
And Boebert, over the weekend or yesterday, put out a video on Twitter talking about how important the right to keep and bear arms was to her and why she intends to carry a gun. And why it showed her walking through the streets of D.C. with a gun under her jacket. With her Glock under her jacket, which technically is not legal in the District of Columbia. So I'm sure that's what got the chief of police's attention.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad she can shoot a Glock. I'm glad she can shoot one. I called around to a couple of instructors today trying to find out if they'd ever heard of somebody who just couldn't shoot a platform, but could shoot
mm-hmm.
another platform really well.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I do group with it. I am consistent with it. But
just consistently left, huh?
I had one that told me no. Never heard of that. Which he believed it was Steve Fisher. He believed if he'd had time to work with me, he could have fixed that.
I'm sure he can.
And then Keita Bussey said, well, yeah, I see that all the time. But the other thing that Steve said was that if you found one that does work for you, I don't see why you would put in that work and just move on with that, buy magazines and get your holster situation right and everything else. Before we go to break, the truthaboutguns.com, this is where Dan does his work, where everything is coming from the front page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. So then, we're talking to Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. Dan, when you look at a picture of Shannon Watts, do you want to call her squeaky?
No, but I know you do.
Well, I mean, this picture you got of her on the... Do you remember when the Manson girls would look at the camera?
Yeah.
And you see them, and they'd be, you know, telling you all this really evil nonsense. And but they would have, like, this dead look in their eyes, like, I'm not really here. And you look at Shannon Watts, and you're just like, squeaky. Shannon Squeaky Watts. But...
That is pretty much what she looks like.
Yeah. You've got an article here, though, that the moms really don't demand action. I always thought they demanded attention. As a matter of fact, I was a little confused. I thought it was every town for illegal stuff, and the moms demand attention from the illegal mayors or something. I never could get that right, conglomeration of stuff that was going on.
It got complicated as time went on, and more of the mayors against illegal guns went to jail, and and every town turns out to be not so much every town as for gun control. But a study was done on mothers, both mothers and childless women, and it turns out that mothers pretty much don't support gun control, not nearly as much as their childless peers do. That's according to Pew and a few other researchers. So you take that with a grain of salt. These are, in fact, polling companies, and you know what their records have been like lately. But if you can believe that, sounds like it's not so much moms that demand action. It's mostly ex-PR flacks who are now paid by billionaires to promote their anti-gun agendas who really love gun control.
Is the Moms Demand Action, is that a 501 of some sort?
I don't know how they're structured legally. I think they were a 501c3 originally when Watts set them up, but I don't know how Bloomberg may have changed that when he basically bought them out.
Well, you know, I would love to see. And normally, they don't have a annual meeting or anything to where we could go stand outside and protest. I would do it though if they did. But I'd love to see if there's actually any members to the Moms Demand Action that actually pay dues and get a newsletter. I'd like to find out if Brady Campaign has that, Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, or is it just Michael Bloomberg? Is it just one guy?
It's mostly him. I don't know that any of the moms who are members are actually pay anything, and very few are actually real members. When Watts counts the number of quote-unquote members that Moms Demand Action has, what she's talking about is the number of follows she has on Facebook, which is a big difference between that and people who actually put on red shirts and show up to their little meetings and protests or show up in hearing rooms when different legislatures are talking about gun control laws.
I just like to see that, just to see. But then again, I sort of wish some of the, you know what, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to start the year off like this. I'm just not going to do it. Anyway.
You'll get yourself in trouble there.
I wouldn't get myself in trouble, but... In this same article, the Philadelphia DA is supposedly upset because he can't get enough gun possession convictions.
Yeah, that's It's true. And what's interesting is the Philadelphia Inquirer did an analysis of District Attorney Larry Krasner's office. And in the, I think it's 3 years he's been in office, the number of gun-related prosecutions, basically people who are being prosecuted for illegal possession of firearms, has more than doubled. It's gone up to 48%. Now, Krasner says this is all because of he can't prosecute these because people aren't coming forward to testify. But what a lot of people suspect is something else is going on here. Krasner is one of the mushrooming number of Soros-supported prosecutors around the country who are for zero bail and cutting back on the number of crimes that they actually prosecute to let as many criminals back on the street as possible. And we've seen this in cities like St. Louis and Chicago and Los Angeles and San Francisco and now Ann Arbor, and Krasner is one of these as well. And he's drawn fire from not only the local police in Philadelphia, but even the mayor is criticized for the fact that he doesn't, he basically lets half the people go who are accused of illegal possession of firearms in the city. So you've got the mayor screaming about more gun control and the gun problem and the gun violence problem in Philadelphia, quote unquote. And you've got the prosecutor letting half the people who the cops arrest were caught with illegal possession of firearm. I assume these people have felony convictions. Right. He's letting back go and they're back out on the street.
Yeah.
There seems to be something of a contradiction there.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we know for certain? We got about a minute in this, and so you got 20 seconds to answer this. Do we know for certain that Soros is funding all these people?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. I mean, the Politico's done articles on these prosecutors.
I'll ask you this on the other side. I just said we don't have enough time for you to answer it this way, so let me ask you another question. Why you don't have enough time to answer the first one in the first place? The truthaboutguns.com, I've been using them. I've been reading them. I've been consulting with them since 2012 or 20, whenever they came into when Robert Farrago first answered the phone. And it continues on today. And what can I tell you? A very good resource to go to for the breaking news in the gun culture, the gun world, politics, all the other stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 4 million Americans have already received their first dose of coronavirus vaccine, but that's short of the 20 million that the government had hoped to have inoculated by the end of 2020. The chief advisor to Operation Warp Speed says the federal government is ready to help states distribute vaccines, but they can't direct each state's vaccination program. Dr. Mansa Slawi tells CNN that he's confident that the number of shots given will continue to rise now that the holidays are over.
We are available and ready to help the states as they ask specifically for help. We will go and help them there. I don't think it's possible for the federal government to be able to say, you know, we should send vaccine to this particular location. So that's the point we're making. I think that's number one. Number two, the last 3 days, there have been 500,000 doses a day inoculated. The holiday period is behind us. I am optimistic this number are going to go up.
This is USA Radio News. With less than a day to go before two important Senate runoff elections in Georgia, there have been challenges made against the integrity of elections in the state, including from President Trump. Gabriel Sterling is the elections administration manager for Georgia, and he maintains that there hasn't been widespread voter fraud in his state. He tells Fox News that with new security measures in place, it would be difficult to pull off the level of fraud like the president is accusing.
We've introduced all kinds of security measures even before the November election, and most of these claims we've seen have been spurious, ridiculous, misinformation, disinformation. I mean, we have a driver's license now as part of the identification process for absentee ballots. There's 75% of them that were requested through absentee ballot portal. We have voter ID when you check in. We've had over 3 million votes that have been cast so far. My big concern is that the president's claims and the continuing disinformation surrounding the fact that there were issues in this election, which in Georgia so far we have found there's always going to be illegal votes. We have not found anything approaching what the president is claiming.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. So I see here that the surviving Rittenhouse attacker, the one who had his bicep blown off, he wants to file a negligence claim against the city of Kenosha.
And the county as well, claiming $10 million, I think, from each.
I can't wait to hear about this.
Yeah, this is Gage Grosskreutz, who tried to sneak up on Kyle Rittenhouse when he was down, pretend like he meant no harm, and then started to pull a gun on him, and Rittenhouse was able to get up a shot and hit Mr. Grosskreutz in the arm, vaporizing most of his bicep. During the Kenosha riots. And he has, his attorney has now filed claims, of the city and county for $10 million each. I'm sure he's looking to cash in.
So where's he claiming the negligence occurred? Because he was in the middle of a riot. He was
that's
a rioter.
An excellent question. Yes, he was one of the rioters. So that's an excellent question. I think that he's probably going to claim that the police who were assembled at the end of that street where he was shot hung back and didn't respond fast enough or something like that. They're going to make some sort of claim like that and hope that the cities and the counties insurer will settle the case.
Was there any sort of defund the police movement in Kenosha or BLM? Well, this was a BLM, protest, right? A BLM protest, right?
Well, it was a protest after an individual was shot during a traffic stop. I can't remember his name.
Jacob Blake.
Jacob Blake, that's right. And they're actually, the city's actually bracing because the Kenosha prosecutor is about to announce whether or not he's going to charge the police officer involved who shot Mr. Blake. But, yeah, the riots that took place were after Blake's shooting. I don't know if it was specifically a BLM involved event. Pretty much every instance of someone being shot by police back then provoked a rioting and looting, and that was certainly happening in Kenosha, and that's what drew Rittenhouse there that night with a first aid kit and a rifle. He was there to, he said, to protect some businesses and keep some of the looting down.
Now, did the cops know these kids were going to show up with rifles and stand by to keep the violence down and the looting to a minimum? Did they know they were showing up armed to do that?
I don't know.
They were speaking with them, right? They spoke to them as they were standing out there because they posted up on the side or something. They had spoken to cops and fire department people and everything else, right?
They did speak to them. Obviously, the cops were vastly outnumbered by the number of protesters and rioters who were there. And if you remember, after the shooting, Rittenhouse made his way down the street with his hands up, trying to give himself up
to
police, who didn't want any part of him, and move forward when they heard that somebody had been shot. A couple of people had been shot further up the street. So they just passed Rittenhouse on by. So he went home to his house in Illinois. The rest is history. Now he's out on bail today, awaiting trial.
You know, I honestly don't know what I would do if I was out there trying to give myself up and the cops passed by and went, "Get out of the way!" And they were, "We're going to a shooting down the street." "Yeah, that was, I did it. Get out of our way." I guess I'd go home too, you know.
He made every effort to turn himself in.
I tried to turn myself in, Ma, I swear. So, but on the other hand, this cat, Grosskreutz, he was an active rioter, right? I mean, he was giving out first aid, but when you get out there and say, "Hey, buddy, look that way," and you come out with a, I think he had a Springfield XD or something, right?
I'm not sure what kind of gun, but he had a handgun.
Yeah, he tried to put it to his head.
Right. As he walked up to Rittenhouse, when Rittenhouse was down on the ground, Rittenhouse turned toward him, and Grosskreutz put his hands up, saying, "Hey, I mean no harm." And then as Rittenhouse lowered the rifle, Grosskreutz brought the gun down and began to point it at Rittenhouse. I have to assume he's going to shoot him.
Didn't he text one of his buddies he wished he could have killed him?
He said that afterwards. One of his buddies who visited the hospital said that he wished he had killed him.
Yeah, that sort of gives way to intent.
Yeah, exactly.
But he never got charged with anything, did he?
Not that I've heard. I don't know if I don't know if he was legally carrying that firearm, whether he had a concealed carry permit, because I believe he was carrying concealed. Nobody seems to be interested in anything like that in terms of Mr. Grosskreutz.
I just had a really, like a Grinch idea as I was thinking about these riots and all this other stuff.
Just and what would that be?
Well, you know, they all dress in black block, right, so that they all look alike. They have the green black block guys, and they have the red black block guys. The red black block guys are the troublemakers. The green ones are the ones that holding the signs, you know, no justice, no peace, Black Lives Matter too, that kind of stuff. So why don't we infiltrate them and we put on some black block, and then when the red group starts breaking off, why don't we clock them in the back of the head and just leave them laying there and maybe drop some MAGA hats on them or something?
My tendency is always to avoid those situations completely.
I'm getting tired of that.
You're tired of avoiding them?
Well, no, I mean, at some point, we're going to see something happen because this thing that they like this guy suing the cops for negligence or suing the county for negligence or whatever, they're the same ones that want to defund them. They're the same ones that want to kill them. And at the same time, they're also the same ones when the cops aren't there and they don't run into a Kyle Rittenhouse. They'll pull a 70-year-old guy for wearing he's wearing a MAGA hat. They'll pull him down and beat him to death just for wearing a MAGA hat.
That's true. I assume Grosskreutz is out there protesting the police, and I'm sure he would have been one of the first ones lined up to defend the police, defund the police.
Sure.
And now he's going to apparently sue them for failing to protect him.
Yeah. Such hypocrisy. I can't stand it. Anyway, for those of you that find this stuff intriguing, well, you don't have to listen to us talk about it. You can go there to thetruthaboutguns.com. Of course, come back and join us, and we'll talk about what you've already read. But it's multiple articles every day, all day long, 7 days a week. I don't think anybody takes a break there. 7 days a week. And, of course, Dan is the editor there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And, Dan, I have to begrudgingly admit that there is a class of guns in circulation today called the micro pistol, which I have one of right now.
So do I.
My question is that with the micro pistol, I thought the whole thing with the micro pistol was it was so small and, you know, you're taking a lot of R&D and shrinking it down to something to where it's, you almost forget you're carrying it, and now they're going to put red dots on them. They've come out with a red dot, which Delta Point, loopholed, they have come out with it. I'm sure it's a great optic and everything, but isn't that sort of defeating the purpose before we talk about the optic?
You know, the red dot optics are just one of the hottest things. Red dot optics for pistols are one of the hottest things around right now. Everybody's making optics-ready pistols and micro red dots for pistols for everyday carry guns because more and more people want to carry them that way. And when I got my Springfield Hellcat, it came with a Shield RSC red dot, and I played with it at first and didn't like it. And so I took it off and just used irons, and I shoot just fine with irons. But then I went to an industry event where we shot a new gun that isn't out yet, and It was equipped, I can't tell you about it yet, but the gun was equipped with a, you know, with a standard pistol red dot, you know, an RMR, and I shot hundreds of rounds with it over a couple of days. I got used to it, and I really like it. You do get used to it, and I think I actually am more accurate with it, at least at longer distance. I think at self-defense distances, I don't think it probably makes a big difference. But at, you know, from 15 yards out, or if you're shooting maybe a bowling pin match or a USPSA or something like that where it's allowed, yeah, I think I can see some people being more accurate with them. So yeah, the loophole Delta Point Micro is a pretty unusual design. It's like no other red dot you've ever seen before.
Yeah, The battery and everything is behind the slide.
Exactly, and it's basically on top of the slide. It's just like a long tube or almost a ghost ring type thing, and it lines up directly with the standard front sight on your pistol, so that the red dot sits right on top of that, and it actually works beautifully. And it keeps a very low profile, and you don't need to get a new holster for your gun in 99% of the cases. You know, your standard, whatever holster you're currently using to carry your gun will work. So it's a pretty innovative design.
Now, you know, I've been having some trepidations with the SIG P365. Right?
You're right.
So I took it out again this past week, and I shot it some more. One suggestion to me for doing some things was to put a 15-round magazine on it. Once again, you know, when you hold that gun up and you put it next to a Glock 19 and you look at the length of the grip, now the gun is actually bigger as far as length than the Glock 19.
Yeah, when you put the 15-rounder on there, sure.
Yeah, and I mean, the standard configuration of that little gun, for example, where it's either 10 or 12 rounds and it's basically almost flush, I mean, besides the Hellcat, nobody else is doing that. I mean, it's just like voodoo. It's like some sort of engineering magic that they come up with to build the gun that way. I have not yet been able to coax it into having a stoppage.
Good.
You know, that was one of my problems that I had with it, is I had a little bit of trouble manipulating it to reduce one. But I've also had people tell me, they never have had a stoppage. You'll never have one, which, okay, whatever you say, pal. But you know, when you think about it and some other things, it seems like some of the things they're doing to these guns, which the beauty of the gun was they took the technology and the reliability and shrunk it down to this incredibly small package, almost so small it's unusable, and at the same time, now they're adding to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them unusable. For somebody like me who has small hands, they're wonderful. I mean, I think they're fantastic. If you've got big hands, big meaty paws, that's probably not the gun for you. Because if you're going to take a Hellcat or a 365 and then add a 15-round magazine to basically give you more room for your hand on the gun, that pretty much obviates the whole point of the pistol to begin with, is, you know, the small gun.
Can slap the bottom of it now, though.
Oh, that's good.
And, I mean, I'm not against carrying the gun. I mean, as far as carrying the gun goes, but all these other things that they're trying to bring to the micro gun market, while I could see where some people might want them, before long you've built it up to the size of like everybody that I've been talking to that started out with the 365 moved up to the 365 XL, right?
Yeah. Right.
Now, isn't that roughly the size of a Glock 19 type gun?
Yeah, almost. And that's like the people who bought started with a Glock 43, went up to the 43X or the 48.
Right.
Now, what you do, what those guns are, those are still single stacks, so they're slim. Slimmer than a Glock 19. But yeah, it's virtually the same size. So you gain in a little bit skinnier pistol, a little narrower profile, especially if you're carrying inside the waistband, that's important. Just something different. Everybody's got their own preferences. Right? Like, well, I never really understood the Glock 45 having a 19 slide on a 17 frame. To me, I would think you'd want it the other way around, but that's me.
Well, I mean, it's not that much of a difference. Some of us like those extra two bullets.
I understand that.
It'll be interesting to see what else they bring out for some of these things, because I can see where the Hellcat and the P365, I don't know who the next competitor is going to be for those two, but I'm sure they are dominating right now. When I'm talking about them, I'm either talking to somebody that has the SIG or the Springfield. And I'm sure we're going to see some other ones come out. Maybe Glock will do one.
Glock, we'll see. I'm surprised Smith hasn't come out with one yet. Some form of the shield. I know nothing about it, but I would expect that they would come up. They would be one of the next.
Would you consider the shield though to be a micro pistol? Because it's sort of big. It certainly led the way.
Small.
It certainly led the way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was one of the first, compact or micro compact everyday carry guns, and it's a great little gun. It just doesn't come up. It doesn't have 10 or 11 rounds on board like the Hellcat or the 365.
Yeah, which sort of renders it sort of moot. I guess right now, Smith is their M&P 2.0 is a great gun calibers. It's a great gun. I mean, they probably don't have time to do R&D right now, trying to keep up with the orders.
Maybe not, but yeah.
We got about 30 seconds left. Do you think we'll actually have an NRA annual meeting in Houston in September?
I actually think we will. I think by then enough people will probably have been inoculated, and Texas has been pretty open all along anyway, so I think we'll have some form of it.
If I have to go and wear a mask, I'm just getting a big plexiglass bowl to put a ball over my head and some breathing holes. That's all I'm going to do.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, that'll be great. I mean, I'll be hanging out with you in the press room. I'm going to be pointing to you. He's my friend! So, thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. When we get back, the rant shall begin. And, of course, check out thetruthaboutguns.com for all of the breaking news in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.